Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sal Dean, who is seeking the Democratic nomination for the Washington County District 3 Supervisor seat.
Why have you decided to run for Washington County Supervisor?
I want to run for Washington County Supervisor because I want to continue to make Washington County a great place to live, grow, and work. I feel that my qualifications are a good match for the role of supervisor. I've been a healthcare administrator and served on various state and national nursing home boards. I can bring a lot of experience working and collaborating with people at all levels of the organization, and just think I would be a very good representative looking at all the county issues.
And what are some of the issues for the county that you feel are really important or are going to be important in the next term?
Well, the primary thing that I like to talk to people about is economic growth. We should be planning for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, looking at opportunities to have a more diversified economic base. There are key areas that are potential areas for development. So, for example, the 218 corridor, we've had the road over there, the four-lane road, for many, many years, and yet there hasn't been too much developed in that area. Also, with the reestablishment of Lake Darling, that area can be a recreation destination. And I think in the years to come, we'll be able to really have Lake Darling be a showplace and a great place for other types of economic growth around that area. The second thing is really clean water. All U.S. citizens are really concerned about clean water and clean air. I think we need to be proactive in our approach to clean water in Washington County so that we can make sure that we're in compliance with all types of regulations rather than being kind of in a reactive mode when things don't go so well.
And speaking of the 218 corridor, what would you do to help promote economic growth in that area?
Well, as a supervisor, I believe that one of the responsibilities is to recruit small businesses into the area, to support people who want to do feasibility studies, to determine what kinds of retail may be built there. It is my understanding that the Riverside Casino Hotel is running at 75% capacity most of the time, and that sort of indicates that there's much more room for growth in that area. You know, secondly, there's quite a bit of space between the Johnson County line and the Henry County line.
And with this position, you spoke of it earlier, can you highlight some of your qualifications for this role?
Yes, I have a master's degree in business administration. In the various positions I've had in healthcare administration, I have had to work with a lot of federal and state types of regulations. I had to be a team player and a collaborator on various boards. I've had up to 80 FTEs or full-time employees working, you know, for me. So I understand a lot about, you know, the financial aspects of running a large budget such as the county, as well as, you know, the human resource side of dealing with people. I think my background in healthcare would be a really great addition to the board because I can be supportive of the activities of the public health department, behavioral health services. Recently, the state has decided that behavioral health services need to be implemented kind of with a 2-3 county focus. This is, you know, creating new opportunities as well as some constraints on the type of behavioral health services that may be available. I think I would be a good resource and a good liaison to those boards as a supervisor.
And then, speaking of the healthcare field, would you have any remarks regarding the future of public health and the potential for a new building?
Yes, it is my understanding that at the current status is the public health department is operating out of 2-3 locations within the county, or at least 2-3. One of the things that's important as far as for folks to access the public health system is that it be readily available. Yes, they are in need of a new facility or some kind of reconfigured facility, but we also want to make sure that the people whose services are needed will have access to those services.
And in closing, what else would you like to share with voters at this time?
Well, what I would like to say is that I think a lot of people approach the supervisor role as though, or they run for office thinking that it's a part-time job, something that they can do when they hold another full-time job or run a business. But it's my understanding that actually the Board of Supervisor position is more like a three-fourths to a full-time job. One of the things that sets myself apart, I think, is that I can commit full-time to the position and that I will do my very best in going forward if I'm elected.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Cianne Alvine, who is seeking the Democratic nomination for the Washington County District 3 Supervisor seat. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.